Listen daily at 7:35 for the Secret Ranger and play Grounded or Pound It. Win a spot in Rangers Fantasy Camp, season tickets, and more. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Oh. Hey, Dill. The P1 Wild Ass Circus is going to be at Desperado's Mexican Restaurant. And they will be there tonight from 9 until 11. That is at Greenville and University. The Desperado's Coaches Show with Will McClay will take place at 8. The P1 Wild Ass Circus at 9. There will be $2 margaritas available during the broadcast. Big Dick Hunter will preside over both.
Big Dick Hunter.
So go to Desperado's Mexican Restaurant at Greenville and University tonight. So last night, I'm watching the game, and they're doing crowd shots. And they lock on to this Frau and her elf, which she was nursing or some such.
Nursing?
Well, I don't know if maybe that was going on.
Oh.
And there, a couple of rows behind, was a guy in a Hey Dill shirt.
Are you serious? Hey, Dill.
Hey, Dill.
It's always shocking to see those out in public.
All right, now it's time for, what are we calling this? Cobra's Weekend Grab Bag.
My wife and I went to dinner on Sunday night early, like about 6 o'clock. And we went down to the local Mexican eatery, Mi Casino.
Over restaurant?
Over in Highland Park.
And you waited about 2 hours to get a table?
We waited 30 minutes, which was good for Mi Casino. And so we're sitting over at the bar area, waiting on our table. And there's a bunch of people waiting, you know, probably 30, 40 people waiting, crowded around this bar. And we're just sitting there talking, and there's this one black guy at the bar.
Yeah.
And the only reason I noticed it is because my wife goes, boy, I really like that those jeans on that guy. He had on some nice...
So your wife was checking out a black guy.
Pretty much.
Checking out his hiney.
And yeah. Because he had on some nice 7 jeans, which are nice. It's a nice brand of jeans. They're expensive. 100 and what, Danny? 50 bucks?
180 sometimes?
Yeah, she's like, I wish you'd get those. I'm like, wow. No. No.
7? That's what they're called?
Yeah, 7 jeans.
They're mainly for girls. I don't see a lot of guys wearing those.
Well, this guy was. And so, whatever. You know, I'm like, then we continue on with our conversation.
Anybody that pays $100 for a pair of jeans should be taken right out back and shot right in the head.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Might want to rethink this.
Greg, no.
Before I finish the story. And so, we're talking.
That's the Hamel.
And this black guy
the hammer.
With the hot pair of jeans, I guess his table comes up. And so, but I'm still not even looking at him. I'm looking at my wife, and we're talking about who knows what. And I just kind of notice out of my peripheral vision that the guy goes behind me. Never looked at him or anything. He and a girl. And all of a sudden, my wife gets kind of big-eyed, and she's looking up over my shoulder, and I'm like, what? And all of a sudden, I feel someone behind me. You can tell, you know? And I just hear this, you know I owe you one. And I'm kind of like, I turn around, I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, what? He's like, you know I owe you one. And I'm going, I kind of shook my hand out, like to put my hand up there to shake his hand, thinking, he owes me one because I've done him a favor or something. And he shakes my hand, you know.
And you have no idea who this is?
No, none.
Are you going through that mental Rolodex?
Oh, yeah. It's flying.
God, and I hate that.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. And he goes, just let it be known. I'm going to get you.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm like, for what?
Is he laughing or is he serious?
No, he's
or
serious.
What?
He's serious and staring at me, and he's about a head taller than me. And I go, for what? And he goes, for that prank you pulled on me in spring training. It was Gary Matthews Jr.
Diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Diarrhea? Because...
Who didn't take well to Diarrhea Man.
Yeah, he had a run-in with Diarrhea Man.
Oh, wow.
Diarrhea! So...
Talk to him?
Well, and he just walked away, and he kept pointing at me. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. And, it, you know, I'm like, what, Gary, you, I love you. You know, I mean, I don't
I
know what to do.
I thought he was all pissed about
hey,
it.
Hey, he wasn't happy. So...
What, did he act like he was mad? I mean, what was the tone of it?
No, he was...
Well, then obviously he's over it.
Well, you could... I couldn't tell, though, because he wasn't laughing. He just kept going, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I owe you one. I owe you one. And he wanders off, you know, and so...
How'd he recognize the snake? And you didn't recognize him. He is a Major League Baseball player. You're on the radio.
I don't know.
Snake.
Don't know. But he did. So... He goes upstairs and eats, and then we get seated about five tables away from him. And when he finishes, he walks over to the table. And we...
And what are you thinking then?
Well, he had a smile on his face then, so I knew everything was cool. And he was like, man, he goes, you just caught me so off guard, you know, with the baseball questions. And then you started asking me about my diarrhea.
Diarrhea?
Yeah.
He goes, but I'm going to get you back. And then my wife was like, if you want any help, I will help you. You know, he's like, I appreciate that. You know, I mean, I need all the help I can get. And then we just talked about the game. I was like, did you guys play or did you win today or what happened? You know, and they just got done with the game. I guess that was the day game on Sunday. And he was talking about Chris Young and the bullpen and all that and introduced me to his lady friend. And he was cool, but he was just, he wanted it to be known that he will be striking back. But it was very frightening.
And he did recognize you.
Oh, yeah. It was very frightening at the very beginning when I didn't know who it was. And I realized that I didn't do this guy any favors.
You were immediately thinking it was a cowboy.
No, I didn't know. I had no idea. I wasn't thinking athlete even. I just,
really?
No.
But if he had been in a blue baseball cap with
Ranger
a T, you would have recognized him.
I would have known that was Gary Matthews. But he was just in his civvies.
In his seven jeans.
In his seven jeans and orange T-shirt, and I did not recognize the guy.
Seven. All right, on the next homestand, you know what you ought to do? Just to make sure everything's cool? You ought to go out there one night and just go in the room and say hey to him.
No, he's cool with it. I mean, we laughed.
No, you know what you ought to do? You ought to prank him again, then go up to him and go, now I'm two up on you.
That's what you got to do.
Oh, well.
You can do this. Listen. Listen to your fans.
Yeah.
Come on.
Snake.
And Dr.
Snake. But, you know, my wife's like, well, don't, you know, don't get him back too bad. He's innocent on this, you know. And he goes, that's not what I hear. And I was like, who you been talking to? And he was like, people. But he's totally cool. It was fine. It was just a little harrowing at the beginning.
Didn't you try to blame it all on Mitch?
Oh, yeah. I was like, it was Mitch's fault. He's like, no. But it was funny and very random.
Friendly Kubi.
God.
So we've reestablished contact with Gary Matthews Jr., huh?
Right.
Well, good. I'm glad he's not mad.
No, he's
kind
not.
Kind of wondering there for a while.
He's not mad.
All right. Well, we got some baseball stuff to get to today. In fact, we got... Really, I guess, two games to get into, huh?
Yes.
Last night and today's, which is over with, and we'll get into one or the other and maybe both next.